You're listening to Clinician's Roundtable on ReachMD, and this is an audio abstract. I'm Ryan Quigley, and today we're exploring neonatal food protein-induced enterocolitis syndrome, commonly known as NF-PIES, with a focus on its presentation, unique underlying pathology, and diagnostic challenges. F-PIES has long been recognized as a cause of severe vomiting and diarrhea in infants, often triggered by cow's milk or soy protein. While the condition is well documented in older infants, its early onset form, NF-PIES, remains an emerging area of interest in pediatric allergy research. Recent findings suggest that NF-PIES may be more common than previously believed, with some cases initially mistaken for necrotizing enterocolitis, or NEC, particularly in preterm infants. NF-PIES often shows within the first 2 weeks of life in full-term newborns and slightly later in preterm babies. Early symptoms include feeding intolerance, recurrent vomiting, abdominal distension, and in some cases, visible bloody stools. NEC and NF-PIES share some of these hallmark symptoms, such as vomiting and bloody stools. However, their management differs dramatically, so this overlap presents a major diagnostic challenge. NEC requires fasting, antibiotics, and surgery in severe cases, whereas NF-PIES can be resolved with dietary intervention alone, which involves substituting the dietary protein with extensively hydrolyzed or amino acid-based formulas. Now, a key distinguishing feature between these two lies in the blood work. In NF-PIES, lab results often reveal leukocytosis with a predominance of eosinophils, along with thrombocytosis and elevated methemoglobin levels, while C-reactive protein is less commonly elevated. In contrast, NEC more frequently presents with thrombocytopenia. Radiographic findings can also help clinicians distinguish between the two conditions. NEC typically involves widespread intestinal involvement with pneumatosis intestinalis, portal venous gas, and diffuse loss of intestinal mobility, whereas NF-PIES tends to show more localized bowel changes that resolve quickly after dietary modification. Emerging research points to immune responses driving NF-PIES. Elevated levels of IL-4, IL-5, IL-10, and IL-13 are particularly prominent in newborns with F-PIES, particularly those presenting with bloody stools. One study even found significantly higher eosinophil counts in umbilical cord blood of newborns later diagnosed with F-PIES, suggesting the Th2 response begins prenatally. The gut microbiome is also under investigation. Infants with F-PIES often have lower microbial diversity, fewer beneficial short-chain fatty acid-producing bacteria, and higher levels of species such as Pseudomonadota, Enterobacteriaceae, Klebsiella, and Escherichia. This type of imbalance may weaken gut barrier function, promote intestinal inflammation, and disrupt serotonin signaling, all of which are believed to underlie the symptoms of F-PIES. Diagnosing NF-PIES relies heavily on clinical awareness, as there are no definitive laboratory markers or imaging tests for diagnosis. The condition is typically confirmed by observing symptom improvement once the trigger food is removed from the diet. Stabilizing patients with F-PIES by stopping enteral feeds and starting intravenous fluids to correct dehydration and electrolyte imbalances is the priority. For formula-fed infants, the first step is to transition to an extensively hydrolyzed formula. If symptoms don't improve or there is poor growth, then an amino acid-based formula may be introduced, since these formulas are generally well-tolerated, particularly in preterm infants. For breastfed babies, eliminating cow's milk and soy proteins from the mother's diet is the first step. But in cases where this fails, temporary interruption of breastfeeding and switching to an extensively hydrolyzed or amino acid-based formula may be necessary. Unlike with NEC, fasting and antibiotics are not required for NF-PIES and may even hinder recovery by disrupting the gut microbiota even further. Misdiagnosis of NF-PIES as NEC can lead to unnecessary invasive interventions and delay appropriate treatment. We still don't know exactly how common neonatal F-PIES really is, partly because so many cases are either missed or misdiagnosed. Right now, there's no standardized oral food challenge protocol designed specifically for newborns, which makes it harder for clinicians to confirm the diagnosis in a safe and consistent way. The preferred dietary treatment, especially for preterm infants, is also unknown, since we don't yet have strong evidence from randomized trials to guide which formula should be used first. Looking ahead, refining the diagnostic criteria and treatment approaches will be key to providing the best possible care and outcomes for infants with NFPIs. You've been listening to Clinicians Roundtable, and this has been an audio abstract. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit Clinicians Roundtable or Audio Abstracts on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.